the older son. I regret my anger. I don't often get angry. In fact, I was surprised at how angry I felt. When I heard the music and saw that a party was going on, in my home no less, I began to seethe. I'd been supervising the work in the fields, but I'd only been gone for a day. How could a party have been planned without my knowledge, in my own home, so quickly? Why hadn't anybody told me? It's actually fairly typical around here. If people are looking to get something done, or to solve a problem, or to mediate a dispute, then they come to me. They know that I'll take responsibility. They know that I'll treat everyone equally. I'm a level-headed man. They know that they can always count on me. I've always taken pride in being the kind of man a father can be proud of. I'm a leader, and everyone knows it. But they don't always invite me to parties. I don't know why. I see people having fun, but somehow they don't include me. To see a party in my own home, it just really bothered me. But when I got there and found out what the party was for, well, I just had to let it out. I exploded at my father. I had never done that before. But this was too much. The party was for my brother, my selfish, spoiled, rude, no good brother. How could they be having a party for him? Let me go back a bit. Everyone always liked my brother. I don't know how he did it, but he was the kind of person that people just liked. The kind of person people would always invite to parties. My parents were quickly under his spell, and they spoiled him rotten. He could get away with anything. And it didn't get better as he got older. He wanted to go out with his friends, no problem. Curfew, flexible. Needed a bit of money, his for the asking. I would never have asked for such things, but he was so brazen about it. Even the chores, the everyday work in the barns and fields that just had to get done, somehow he would weasel his way out. I was always doing work that should rightfully have been his. He had no respect for our family, and he had no respect for our standing in the village. But even though I could see all of this, though I could see it all, even though I knew what a scoundrel he was, even then I was shocked by what he did. He asked our father for his share of the inheritance. Can you believe it? I can't tell you how many ways that's problematic. It's like declaring to everyone far and wide that he wishes our father were dead. It's like saying that the family means nothing, that this land which has been in our family for generations means nothing. To give him his inheritance, to give it to him early, would mean that our father would have to sell off some of our land, some of our livelihood. And no one in our village has that kind of money. Our land would go to an outsider. What is a bag of money compared to our land? It's hard to believe it. It's hard to believe it, but the story gets worse. Not only did my brother ask for his inheritance, not only did he express his contempt for our family and everything we stand for, but my father just took it. My dad just gave it to him. He sold some of our land and gave my brother a bag of money. I lost a lot of respect for my father that day. It was foolish. It was shameful. A true patriarch, a true man, tells his children what to do and they do it. When my brother asked for his inheritance like that, Dad should have laughed in his face and sent him out to the fields to work. He should have told him he was lucky to be part of this family, and if he worked hard and kept his nose down, he might be forgiven. He might just get to keep his share of the inheritance when finally he did die. But no, not my dad, not my father. It was like he didn't care for his own honor. It was like he didn't care for my honor. What a disgrace. My brother took the money and left. I knew he would just waste the money. You can't just give money to people like my brother. It was hard on my parents to let him go. I don't really understand why. They still had me, their oldest. They still had their responsible son. I was just glad he was gone. Maybe we could just forget about him, forget about the shame, just move on with our work, and everything would blow over. But now he's returned. Now he's back to take away some of my inheritance. I heard that my father ran out to meet him. I heard that he put the best robe around him, the best one. He put a signet ring on him. He killed the fatted calf for him, not the lamb, not the chicken, the goat, but the calf. That's a party for the whole village. He's never done that for me, never. This shouldn't have been a celebration. My brother took the money and lost it to foreigners, to Gentiles, Roman citizens, pagan pig owners, complete strangers to the God of Israel. For losing his inheritance to Gentiles, the whole village should have had a ketsatze ceremony. They should have filled an earthenware jug with burned nuts and corn and broken it in front of him and cut him off from his people. They should have sent him back to live with the pigs. Instead, my father has a feast for the whole village. He trumpets our shame to the whole village. Why does he love my brother so much more than he loves me? The younger son. You can't imagine it. You can't imagine how good it felt when my father put his arms around me. How good it felt when he called me son. I know I didn't deserve it. I know I didn't deserve the name or the hug or the party. But oh, to feel the love of my father again after so long. It was the best moment of my life. I had been a fool. I admit it. It's not that hard to admit when everyone knows it. I still can't believe that Dad let me get away with it. What I did was unheard of. What I did was unforgivable. As I look back, I can barely believe my audacity. I went up to my father and I asked him to give me my inheritance. I would take it and leave. Looking back, it's hard to remember why I was so driven to get out of this town. Most people would have thought I had it good. Son of a rich landowner. A secure future working for my father and then for my brother when my dad died. All the food I needed, extra spending money when I wanted it, lots of friends, and a father with enough power and influence to engage me to any woman he wanted. My future was set out for me, and most people would have said it was good. But my whole future was set out before me, and I was the younger son. I would marry who my father wanted and spend my whole life on the family lands working for my brother. I would spend my whole life being compared to my brother, the older one. The responsible one, the hard worker whom everyone admired, who never got in trouble, who never made mistakes. My brother was always so good, so right. How could I measure up? In this village and in this family, I would always be his younger brother. I could always get a laugh, and I was the one people liked hanging out with. But I always got the sense that people didn't really respect me. Everyone always admired my brother. I don't think anyone ever admired me. I always suspected that my father loved him more. In fact, I remember the day before I asked for my inheritance. My brother had just resolved a particularly contentious dispute among our neighbors. People were always coming to him to solve their problems. And I saw my father looking at him with such love, such respect, such pride. And I knew in my heart I could never measure up to my brother, no matter what I did. I knew deep inside me that my father loved him more. And I just had to get out. I had to leave this family and this village. I felt the future closing in on me, a future where I would always be second best. I asked my father for my share of the property, and I struck out on my own to make my future. And I had big plans. I had big plans for what I was going to do with that money. I was going to buy some property somewhere else, a long way from my brother. Or I was going to invest the money. I would create a life for myself. But as I got farther and farther away, I began to realize what I had done. I began to understand the shame I had caused my parents and the embarrassment to the whole village. I began to see the insult to my brother, and I almost turned around. I almost went back to seek forgiveness, but I was so ashamed, and I kept going. Rather than an expedition and an expedition to seek my fortune, it became an escape. I put as much distance as I could between myself and my shame. Maybe if I completely left Israel and went to live among Gentiles, maybe then I could escape it. I used alcohol to try to forget. And I spent a lot of money on prostitutes, trying to tell myself that this was just as good as the relationships with friends and family that I'd had, that I'd left behind. Of course, it didn't work. Eventually, I ran out of money, and I ran out of hope. At some point, I got a job feeding pigs. But I wasn't earning enough money even to feed myself. I'd hit rock bottom, the lowest point of my life. I was in a mess, and I didn't know how to get myself out of it. I still don't know how I did it. I still don't know how I decided to go home again. I think maybe it was the hunger. I just needed to have some food. And even our hired hands back home had plenty to eat. I knew that what I'd done was unforgivable, especially after wasting all the money. I would be returning in shame with nothing to offer. But I was so hungry. Maybe my father would be gracious and would at least give me something to eat or a job with the farmhands. I knew that my return would embarrass my family even more in the eyes of our neighbors. My shame overwhelmed me, but my hunger was greater. I decided to go back as a beggar. The whole way back, I rehearsed my repentance speech. I would fall on the ground in front of him. I would admit that I'd done wrong, that I was completely wrong. I would acknowledge that I was totally undeserving, and then I would beg. I would beg to be given the status of a hired hand, not a son. Never again in my wildest dreams did I think my father would accept me as a son, but perhaps as a hired hand or servant. I would accept his judgment. Suddenly, I was getting close. Someone was running towards me. It was my father. I began to get down on my knees. I began to say my speech, and he would have none of it. He raised me up, and he embraced me. He kissed me and told the servants to throw out my tattered clothes and dress me in rich robes. He gave me his ring. He ordered a celebration for the whole village. Somehow he had forgiven me when I couldn't even forgive myself. Somehow he still loved me. I will never forget the moment when he once again called me son. The Father, how can one be filled with such joy and such painful sadness all at the same time? I have two sons. I love them both so much. They mean more to me than anything, more than my wealth, more than my power, more than my honor or the respect of my neighbors. They are my children. I remember the day when each of them was born. I remember playing with them when they were babies and waking up to their cries at night. I remember watching them grow and delighting in who they were becoming. They were so different from each other. My oldest was intense. He was always trying to figure things out. Even from a young age, he was confident that there was no problem he couldn't solve. He was a leader who the other children naturally followed. My youngest was different. He was such an easygoing child. Nothing seemed to bother him, and he was always laughing. He would get this gleam in his eye, and you knew he was up to something. But he was so good-natured, it was hard to get angry at his pranks. He was the kind of kid everyone liked. As they got older, I was proud of the young men they were becoming. They were my sons, and I loved them both more than I had thought possible. Then came the most painful day of my life. It was the day my youngest came to me and said he was leaving. He was going to head off and seek his fortune, he said. Could he have his portion of the family property? I was devastated. Did he not know what he was doing to our family? Even more, did he not know what he was doing to himself? I had to give it to him. I know it was embarrassing. I felt the embarrassment. I know that it was shameful. I felt the shame. I know that it was disrespectful. I felt the disrespect. But you know what I felt more than any of those things? More than anything, I felt the rejection. I felt the brokenness of our relationship. I felt my son turning away from me. And yet I still loved him. And my love for my children does not depend on their actions or even their love for me. Above and beyond everything else, I love them. And so I gave him the money, and he left without looking back. I never gave up hope. How could I give up hope that my child would return to me? I had this habit of looking up the road in the afternoons, just waiting for my son. Everyone thought it was a bit foolish, but they forgave me my foibles. And then, miracle of miracles, there he was, coming over the hill, my son coming back to me. What joy to see his face again. I couldn't contain myself. I ran out to him, and I hugged him, and I kissed him. I knew it wasn't dignified, but what is dignity when your son has returned to you? He tried to tell me that he was no longer worthy to be called my son. Did he not know that worthiness has nothing to do with it? He was my beloved child, and that would never change. I loved him, and that would never change. I was overjoyed that he had finally returned to me. I had never been so happy. It was time to celebrate. But then my older son came in from the fields. I thought he would join in the celebration. I thought that he too would be filled with joy that his brother had returned. I thought that he would be thrilled that our broken family had been restored. I was wrong. He was angry, like I'd never seen him before, and he refused to come. He refused to join the party. I went to him and pleaded with him, but he answered with jealousy. He compared himself to his brother. He compared my love for him to my love for his brother. How can you compare love? Couldn't he see that I was proud of him? Couldn't he see my incredible love for him? He said it wasn't fair. Of course it isn't fair. What does fairness have to do with it? It was about my child coming back to me. How could we not celebrate? But he wouldn't listen. And it's like I've lost another son. My heart is filled with sadness. Even while I'm still overjoyed at the return of my youngest, how can one be filled with such joy and such painful sadness all at the same time? So now, once again, I wait. I wait for my son. This time I wait for my oldest to return to me. I wait for him to know that my love for him is beyond imagining. I wait for him to realize again that he is my beloved child and all that I have is his. When will all my children finally know that they are incredibly loved?